Good morning. It's a Labor Day Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovin, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with labor. New York, state that has had powerful labor unions, seems like they're always involved in the politics in New York. And, of course, with the Supreme Court Janus decision affecting unions, New York has led the way in trying to protect unions.
Yeah, New York has certainly been one of the strongest pro-union states. It's funny, with Governor Cuomo, his first 4 years, he was criticized for a lot of his actions in terms of going after the unions, whether it was a less generous pension tier enacting or some of the contracts he pushed through, which really didn't give raises. But his second term, after his battles with the unions, he has been much more progressive when it comes to union issues, and he's made it a big issue, especially after the Janus case.
From there, let's go to the current race for governor. The governor downstate this weekend, going after Donald Trump, expected lawsuit, and Cynthia Nixon in the Capital Region.
Yeah, Cynthia Nixon did an upstate swing. She's kind of been criticized for not doing enough upstate during this campaign, which is almost over. And she was here criticizing Governor Cuomo, saying he's a corporate Democrat, saying that he governs like a Republican. Stuff she's been saying for months since she's entered the campaign. Cuomo, on the other hand, has been doing what he's been doing, which is ignoring Nixon and focusing on Trump and making the issue about New York leading the resistance and him leading the resistance against President Trump. So while Nixon was upstate over the weekend, the governor was down in the city and he spoke at a church and he went to a salsa festival.
Well, let's stay with Nixon for a second, because in your column today, you talk about how she identifies. And, of course, during the campaign, we heard the moniker lesbian used going after her. But she, you're saying, identifies as queer.
Right. It's the Q in LGBTQ. She is not a lesbian, or she doesn't identify as a lesbian. She is married to a woman. They have a child together. But she also had a long-term relationship with a male, and they have two kids together. And her people say that she does not identify as lesbian or bisexual, that it's queer, which is a more encompassing kind of title that basically says not straight and but doesn't really pick a category. They wouldn't give a reason why. They say it's a personal decision on her part, but I think it was a surprise. And the word queer itself has been controversial within the LGBTQ community. A lot of younger people want to reclaim it, but a lot of older people hate the word because it was used so derisively toward gays and lesbians for so many years.
Literally on the opposing page in the paper today is your Albany Insider column on Tish James and her, quote, pastor problem.
Tish James last weekend went to a church on Long Island where the pastor, Donnie McClurkin, has in the past talked about how he's ex-gay, how God's delivered him from homosexuality and can deliver others as well. Tish James has had quite the LGBT record. She's gotten support from a lot of groups in that community, and even some of her supporters were upset that she would go to that church and embrace the pastor, literally with a hug and a kiss at the end of her speech. She ended up putting out a statement to me on yesterday saying, I don't support his comments, I don't disagree with his comments, but some say it doesn't go far enough.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joined us on Mondays. You can always find him at nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.